Hello, love. This practice is called coming to your senses, and that is exactly what we are going to do. I'm going to have you start by finding a comfortable space, getting into a comfortable position, and just start with the breath, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, seeing how much you can relax into your body. Again, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. Whatever you carried in here with you today, all those racing thoughts, the list of things to do, the worry of what's next, the conversations you're still replaying. We're going to place all of that in a box and close the lid, and setting it aside, they'll be there for you when you come back. But right now, this time belongs to you. Another deep breath in, exhaling through the mouth. I want to start by telling you something I wish someone had told me a long time ago. The rules that made you a good girl are the same rules that are keeping you numb, and the rules that you broke, becoming a bad girl, are still keeping you numb. Not because either one is good or bad, right or wrong. You were doing what kept you safe, and that's okay. You learned to read the room before you read yourself. You learn to make sure everyone else was comfortable before you asked yourself what you needed. You learned that being chosen, being praised, being called a good girl felt like love. And that part was real. It does feel like love. You are receiving it. What nobody tells you on the flip side of that coin, in those same rules about being agreeable, being manageable, being easy, those rules don't stop at the door when you walk into your own body. When you're alone and it's just you, they still follow you in. And slowly, quietly, they taught you to abandon yourself, to override what you feel before you're even finished feeling it, to leave before anyone asked you to go. And nowhere is that more felt than in intimacy, in the moments that are supposed to make you feel the most like yourself. You are gone. You're performing instead of feeling, accommodating instead of receiving, present in the room and nowhere near your body. Nobody wants to be a good girl, but everybody wants to be called a good girl. And that is the paradox. And that's what we're going to move through today. So take another deep breath in, exhale, relax. This practice is going to ask something of you. Just your attention, your willingness to stay in the moment, in what arises. Deep breath in, exhale. Sense what is actually here, not the shoulds. it's very easy to fall into, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, I should feel this way. Inhaling into the nose, releasing. Now we're going to notice our body in contact with something solid, whether that's the chair, a bed, the floor. What's grounding you into this space? Breathe in and notice the contrast. Now we're going to start scanning with our breath. We're going to go up from our feet to the top of our head. Nice and easy. Inhaling through all the parts of our body, starting at the feet. Inhale into the feet and exhale. Inhale into the calves and exhale. Inhale into the knees and exhale. Inhale into the thighs and exhale. We're just scanning the body for sensations, giving them life, giving them some attention. They do so much for us throughout the day. We're just giving them some recognition here. Inhale into the hips and exhale. Are you feeling any sensations? Inhale into the belly. Exhale. Inhale into the rib cage. Exhale. Inhale into the chest. And exhale. We're going to pause here and notice what's coming up in our body. Are we tight? Are we open? Is it heavy? Dull? Tingly? We're just scanning for information. There's not a right answer. Sometimes people see images or colors. Most common is sensation. Describing it. What's that texture? Inhale into the body. We're going to exhale. And now we're going to focus our attention to the throat. This is where good girls hold the most, because typically words are swallowed before they're formed. We're suppressing what should be expressed. Really breathe deep, seeing how much you can relax that tension. Remember, this is not a practice about what you should be doing. It's just being aware of what's coming up. Breathing in. Exhaling into exploration. And I really want you to take a moment and ask, when was the last time you asked your body what it needed? Not what you should be doing for others, not what you should be doing for yourself, what you've been told, taught, programmed. When was the last time you just held it and asked, body, what do you need from me right now? Go back to whatever part of the body, chest, belly, throat, hips, thighs, feet. Where did that sensation come up? And lean into it. This is not about resolving that sensation. This is about sitting with presence. Now place a hand on the belly right below the navel. Breathe into that hand. Make a loop. Inhaling, exhaling into the hand. A lot of the times our belly holds armor and instinct. We typically suck in or override what's happening in our bellies. We're taught to take up less space. So take another deep breath in and exhale, seeing if you can relax your belly just one step even more. Seeing what happens when you soften in the body. Relax. Softening the belly. Take a deep breath in. Here is where we navigate what the sensation is telling you. What is the need underneath it? Our body doesn't send signals to us for no reason. So what is that need? Every tightness, every held breath, every contraction is pointing you somewhere. Not to what is wrong, what is needed. Keep breathing into the sensation you feel in your body and ask yourself, what is she asking for? And now we stay with what surfaces. Don't overthink it. This is not about getting the right answer. Is it safety? Is it rest? Connection? Expression? Space? What is your body asking for right now in this moment? It's not dramatic, but it is precise. And a deep breath into that need, owning that need. Now you have the missing key. Exhale and shift. Once we figure out what the need is, it's where the magic happens. We get to fulfill what our body is asking for. Oftentimes, we don't even pause long enough to find out what this need is. And the most common response people come up with instead of taking that moment is saying, I'm fine. This is autopilot programming. This is the pattern that everybody defaults to, that numbs them out, that keeps them small, that makes them feel unfulfilled. And what is this fine pattern? Fine stands for feelings inside not expressed. It's not a fine day. It's fine as in, I handled it. I got through it. I'm still standing. I can take care of it. Fine becomes the baseline. It is rock bottom. Fine is not how we're supposed to move through life. I'm just not supposed to express for the rest of my life. I'm fine. Everything's fine. They're fine. It's going to be fine. That's not the point of being human. So take another deep breath in and exhale. What would you feel if you were allowed to feel everything? If it was safe to feel everything, what would be expressed? Take a deep breath in. Place a hand on the chest. Slow breath in. On the exhale, let any sound come out. Inhale. Audible exhale. Witness this expression fully. You are not too much. Whatever moves through you, remember, it's all allowed. You're supposed to feel it all. It's human expression. Inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. And now the fun part. Now we embody just what happened. You get to fulfill the need that your body has. You get to live and express from a place of wholeness, not from a place of dismissal. So I want to give you a practice and see any changes that may occur once a day for 3 days. Take a moment and ask, what do I need right now? Put a hand on the belly and on the chest. And wait 1 minute, breathing into all of the parts. And let the body speak before the mind. The mind races and yells and is loud and chattery. The body whispers. do that once a day for 3 days. Set an alarm if need be. And notice what comes up in those small moments of listening. The acts of not overriding yourself. Does your day shift when you ask and listen? Where does it go? I want to remind you, you are not broken and you never were. You just learn how to survive in a system that rewarded smallness. And you were brilliant at surviving. Deep breath in, exhale, give yourself a squeeze. This is a practice of self-love, and you just came to your senses. So this is my sense method that I've developed over years and years of study and practice and application. Sense stands for sense, explore, navigate, shift, and embody. Your body already knows how to transmute all this pain that you're holding onto into pleasure. It doesn't need to be forced. It just needs to be met. So the next step for you, I want to invite you to your next step. If this moved you and you did the 3-day practice and you want to see a bigger shift in your life, please, please do not hesitate to reach out to me and we can go into what the next step is best for you. Please reach out if something new shifted. Reach out if you didn't feel anything at all and say, hey, what's missing? But I want to thank you for trusting me with your body, because that is not a small feat. And thank you for coming back to your senses.